Hello, and welcome to Climate Emergency Manchester, or CEM for short. I'm Simon Jeremy. When it comes to climate change, we truly are all in this together. Along with residents like you and me, there are lots of organisations involved in the journey to a zero carbon city. In our monthly scrutiny reviews, starting in June, you'll hear about the Greater Manchester Combined Authority, Manchester Airport Group, Transport for Greater Manchester, and even the Greater Manchester Pension Fund. These and many more will pop up again and again, but for this explainer, we'll focus on just two: the Manchester Climate Change Agency and Manchester Climate Change Partnership. The agency is a community interest company founded by the council in September 2015. Together with the partnership, it's responsible for overseeing and championing climate change action in the city. Working with the University of Manchester's Tyndall Centre, the agency led the calculation of science-based targets, otherwise known as the city's carbon budget. That's 15 million tonnes of CO2 and a target to be zero carbon by 2038. Until 2021, the agency had 3 employees. Now it has around 13. That compares to the council, which has around 7,000 staff. In 2020, the agency published their climate change framework to set the direction of travel to zero carbon. 2 years later, it's currently being updated with the promise of some measurable targets this time round. There's ongoing debate among some councillors about the value of the services provided by the agency, including as recently as March this year. When asked how the council was monitoring value for money, council officers said they do that just by sitting on the agency's board. The agency oversees the Manchester Climate Change Partnership, which is made up of organisations that together represent 20% of Manchester's emissions. Some key members include Bruntwood, Manchester Airport Group, Manchester Housing Providers Partnership, Man City Football Club, and the universities. It would be difficult to argue with the broad idea of partnerships to move us along to our target by 2038, if we could see we were making good progress. With 40% of our carbon budget for the century already gone, something needs to change, and fast. Perhaps we need increased transparency from these organisations, and a more joined up approach with the wider community of businesses, charities and residents. Those are the two big players you'll hear mentioned again and again. Our next podcast will be the first scrutiny week of the new municipal year. We're really looking forward to getting stuck into the council's plans and policies, and even throwing in a few ideas of our own. If these explainer podcasts have helped, but you'd like to know more, read our beginner's guide to Manchester City Council and climate change. Just visit the resources tab on climateemergencymanchester.net.